Hello again there, folks. So I thought I'd just jump on the bandwagon and do a quick video on Milo's alt-right grift operation article. And I think everybody's focused on Lauren Southern, and I think there's been enough tears shed over that little cupcake opening her legs for content. What interested me about it all was that all these swindlers and liars and con men, that including, I mean, Milo himself, that Milo was calling everybody at all these people like these alt-right swindlers. They were all like, he was calling them all conservatives. And I was looking at them, and I don't really follow these people very much. I don't like that whole scene. But I just looked at them all and their lifestyles, and I thought, what the hell are you people actually trying to conserve? I mean, the two main villains of the piece are these two young queer lads. One of them went from being a man to a woman, back to a man, and all in that time. It was the other one with that wavy gay haircut that he stayed with him, her, it, that, God. Milo himself is married to a black man, and this is the face of modern conservatism. What the hell are these people trying to conserve? But I know what Milo would say to that, because the two con men, they seem to be pretty thick, and I don't really think they'd know what to say. But Milo's clued up. Milo's not stupid at all, and what he'd say back to that would be that what he's fighting for is individualism and free speech. And well, it seems to me you can have sort of conservative values, or you can have as your core value individualism and free speech. It's definitely individualism. And so Milo's definitely put this into practice in real life. He doesn't give two shits about the wider moral fabric of society. He wants to engage in buggery with a black man. And that's his, oh, hey, damn it, that's his right, and he's gonna do it. He's gonna marry him as well. So Milo's conservatism does not precede, let's say, 2013 or 2014, whenever they brought that in. That's how deep his conservatism actually is. But of course, then we get to the problem, because he can actually justify doing anything he wants, and that's his core value, because he's an individual. And the premise, of course, is that the individual should be able to do whatever they like, regardless of the moral framework in society which is actually in place. And so they should not their will should be cut loose of that, and they would see it as collectivism as well. So the individual comes first. The sort of wider moral framework of the society comes a very, very distant second. The problem is, I thought that's what conservatism was. I thought conservatism was actually keeping in place and protecting a wider moral framework of society. So then, how can you at the same time say that your sort of core premise is an individual and you come first, but at the same time you also want to protect the moral and sort of theological fabric of the society? I don't see how that can happen. I think there's something wrong there. I think these are the I mean, if that's the case, you're the worst conservative. These alt-right grifters are the worst conservatives ever to have existed in humanity, because they claim to be protecting something while at the same time completely shitting all over it. Let's just contrast that with a real conservative, which is Enoch Powell. So Enoch Powell's a hero, but he's not just a hero for the Rivers of Blood speech. He's a hero because he knew before he gave the speech that the establishment would never forgive him for it. And he actually said, "All I know is to see and not to speak is the great betrayal." So what You have to ask then, betrayal of who or betrayal of what? And what Powell meant was the British people, the native British people, and Britain as a nation. And so he was a brilliant man. He spoke many languages, and he knew all about philosophy and classic literature, but at the end of the day, he was subservient to something greater than himself. And he's a hero because he sacrificed himself for that. Whereas, you know, Milo says he has earrings worth $30,000. It would take me a year and a half to earn that. £30,000 or something. I'd have to work for a year and a half to try and get that kind of money. I mean, imagine what that could do. All of the money that was being pissed all over the place, what these alt-light grifters, the sheer scale of the money that was being thrown all over the place, just pissed away, that could have actually formed a sort of dissident right think tank, or maybe even a new political party, definitely some sort of organisation, maybe a lobby group against free internet censorship, something like that. But no. Because what happens is that the individual comes first, and it's your right to grift. And that's why I never trust these people. It's why I think that these libertarians are whores. Because you can justify doing whatever the fuck you want. If your core value is yourself, just do it. And what's happened in this article, of course, is that all of them have put that into practice. All of them. And it just becomes a big degenerate mess. Which is to say, that's what the society at large is. Just a nihilistic, degenerate mess. But you can do that if you want, but don't say that you're a conservative while you're fucking doing it. That's just like adding an extra dollop of dog shit onto it. Onto the main clusterfuck. Okay, folks. I'll see you later.